checking out the 76ers.
Yo, 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 what's up? What's up, everybody, to my new podcast? Well, this podcast basically is going to be about movies, music, and video games, you know? We're going to talk about all that type of good shit, you know? Before I get into it, I'd just like to introduce myself. I'm Young K, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing music for about 13 years, you know what I'm saying? Got a music distribution deal. Got a couple songs in major movies. So if you like to stream my music, check me out, you know what I'm saying? Check me up on Spotify. Or you can Google Young K 314, all one word, you know what I'm saying? Or you want to check me up on Spotify, just put in Young K, you know what I'm saying? I got got three albums and a couple new singles I done put out, with more to come. So we're going to review, what should we talk about? Let's talk about what was that movie? I didn't like it. I did not like that. Child's Play. The new Child's Play movie. On a scale 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest. Personally, me, I would give it a 3 or 4. It completely sucked. Going off of the last, you know, my generation, Chucky, it was something totally different. Like, the other people that I saw the movie with, they loved it. They said it's, it's updated version of Chucky, you know. Being smart and everything's connected to the internet. That just didn't float my boat with the whole Chucky scheme, you know what I'm saying? I did not like that, not one bit. Spider-Man, Far From Home, on a scale 1 to 10, I get a movie about a 7.5. It was decent. It was these. I feel they could have did a lot more better, but I love the story. I love the action in the movie. This younger Spider-Man, he's absolutely taking Spider-Man to a whole nother level. From the Tobey Maguire days, you know, I'm seeing Spider-Man, so. I like that movie, man. That was like a 7.5 or an 8. I think they need to incorporate, like Carnage into this Marvel Universe. But for the most part, it was a real good, decent movie, man. I really liked it. What's next? We're going to, these podcasts is not going to be long. They're not going to be boring. It's going to be straightforward and honest, you know. And also for artists, you know what I'm saying? If you want to send me your music, you know what I'm saying? I will honestly listen to your music. I will honestly give you my honest opinion on your music. And, you know, if I think it's dope enough, I might just, you know, shoot you a couple contacts in the industry that I know. So if you're trying to do that, you know what I'm saying? My email address is Young K, YoungK, booking, booking, at gmail.com. I mean, hold on, my bad. Fucking up. It's YoungK314. YoungK314 booking @gmail.com. And, you know, that's all together. Ain't no slashes or tricky dashes in there or nothing, you know. It's just youngk314@gmail.com. youngk314booking@gmail.com. youngk314booking@gmail.com. Yeah. So, yeah, send me your music. I definitely check the shit out, bro. And sus. What's next? Oh, man, I can't wait to see this episode of Snowfall tonight. This shit is going to be, like epic. Snowfall is fucking terrific to me. I fucking love that show, man. I think Franklin, the young actor Franklin, he does a terrific job a terrific job. His facial expressions, his whole demeanor of that character is just amazing to me. I really dig him, and I think just the writers of the show, the writers do a real good job too with the dialogue. So I can't wait to see Snowfall tonight. Video gamers. Let's talk about Black Ops 4. Black Ops 4. I'm just going to be honest, and this is my personal opinion on Black Ops 4. The game fucking sucks. I mean, I buy Call of Duties for one or two specific reasons. I play zombies and I play the campaign. I'm really not too big at the multiplayer. I'm not too big into the multiplayer shit. But I do like Blackout. Blackout is fucking, that shit dope to me too. You know what I'm saying? I like Blackout mode, but zombies on Black Ops 4 just is, if you pay close attention, every fucking map that we got that's been the Ether map with Rick Tofflin, Dempsey, Nikolai, and Takiao, all of them are maps that we already played. We already played these maps. Like, what the fuck is going on, Treyarch? What are you guys having us to pay $50 before the game even drops for a Black Ops pass for some maps that we already played before? It's just a remake of it. It's fucking ridiculous. I don't understand it, man. And a lot of people in the zombies community that I play with, they're highly upset about the whole thing also. I really enjoy Infinite Warfare Zombies. That the campaign was that wasn't the best, but they made up because people said that the multiplayer was good and the zombies was terrific. I love every zombies map that came out on Infinite Warfare besides Shine and Shuffle, because that shit was hard as hell. But I absolutely loved it, man. It was very creative, very diverse, you know. Yeah. Let's see. This is my first show. This is my first podcast. So, you know, I'm trying to get everything together still. So, y'all have to bear with me. What else? And it's just a 10-minute show today. Yeah, we're at 9:45. So that about sums it up, man. It's your boy, I'm gonna try to drop another one like on a Saturday when I'm lit, you know what I'm saying? So I could really talk my shit. But at this point in time, I'm gonna go and watch The Lion King, and I'll give you guys my review on what I thought about the 2019 Lion King on the next episode. So, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Young K. Thanks for dropping in, listening to the podcast real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's only going to be about 10, 15 minutes, maybe 20 if I'm lit. So, yeah, drop love, show support, and make sure to check me out on Spotify. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's some real dope ass music, you know what I'm saying? And I got some new music coming, so everybody just bear with me, you know what I'm saying? And we gonna keep it rocking. 2019, July. You know we gonna win. Team 314 in the building. If you were Team 314, let me get a 314 on the comments. All right now, holla at your boy one. Yo, what up, everybody? You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Young K. You know what I'm saying? Young K, Young K 314. This is my first podcast, you know? So, basically, what I wanted to do right now is just introduce myself and, you know what I'm saying, get y'all a little more familiar with who I am and what I've done. I got three albums out right now. The first one was put out in 2007, which is called The Congregation. The second one is The Truth, based on a true story. Young K also, you know, and that was put out in 2010. And the third one is K9, Lost in the Music, Young K. And that was put out in 2014, I believe. So, yeah, man, just wanted to introduce myself. And I'm also working on my fourth album right now, Internet Music, which will be out this year. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm on all the platforms, Spotify, Tidal, eMusic, Amazon, Bandcamp, anywhere you can imagine, you know what I'm saying? Just put Young K and put one of them album titles in. Third Congregation, The Truth Based on a True Story, or K9, Lost in the Music. And I should pop up. And if you just want to Google me and find me, you know what I'm saying? It'll be Young K 314. So, yeah, man, everybody, you know, just check me out. On Spotify and all the other outlets, and tell your friends about me. You know what I'm saying? Tell your friends about me. Have them check out the music, because music is great. Music is one of a kind. Ain't nobody else putting this type of music out. So yeah, just check me out, and I'll check back in with y'all later.